on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
In campus news, Nottingham has teamed up with Harvard to design a new, more revealing way of how animal evolution is affected by geography of a climate. The team from Nottingham and Harvard have created a unified model to simultaneously study how interspecific and intraspecific patterns of animal size change throughout space. Over 190 species of bird have been spotted at Langford Lowfield's reed bed in Newark. The 180-acre reserve is the biggest reed bed in the East Midlands and in the top 10 in the UK. The RSPB has now opened some of the areas of the reed bed to the public, with plans being announced to open more of the bed as time goes on. Business Secretary Vince Cable plans to give the lowest paid apprentices a £1.06 an hour pay rise. Cable will announce this at the Liberal Democrats Party conference in Glasgow later today. This idea is backed by Conservatives and will come into practice next October if cleared by regulators. Dilma Rousseff has won most of the votes in Brazil's ongoing presidential election, yet has not gained outright victory against main opponent Aécio Neves. Rousseff gained 46% of the votes to Neves' 34%, meaning that the two face a tight second round on the 26th of October. Glastonbury Festival has sold out in record time. 15,000 pre-sale tickets went in 14 minutes at the beginning of last week, with the remaining 120,000 selling out in just 26 minutes a few days later. Kevin Peterson has claimed that there is a bullying culture in the English cricket team's dressing room. This is the first time Peterson has spoken out since he was dismissed from the team and accuses former coach Andy Flower and some senior players of overseeing a bullying culture where players were forced to apologise if they dropped a catch or made other mistakes while fielding. The weather today will be cold with persistent heavy rain throughout. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 12:30.